Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a whole crew of people to visit with, and this is pretty exciting because we're talking about an exciting project. And the first person we're going to visit with is?
Rio Johnson.
And Rio, you're just going to give us a bit of a background about this project that you're going to be working on.
We are taking down the bridge at the old schoolhouse at Sunnyside Park and redoing the lions with the rocks. And putting landscape down.
Okay, sounds like a pretty big job to me. And you've got a pretty good crew to work on. And your name is?
Heather Finsel.
So what do you think some of the things that you're going to be working on? I think this is going to be a lot of hard work. What do you think you'll be doing?
Pulling weeds in their yard and helping with the rocks and the wood.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of rocks around there. I'm thinking you're really going to be getting your workout.
Yeah.
you agree too. You hope that it's not raining and it's not too hot. Okay, and what is your name?
Caleb Mendenhall.
Okay, so tell us a little more about what you think you'll be doing on this project.
I'm probably going to be pulling out weeds. Mm-hmm. and
is somebody going to be helping you?
Pretty sure, Bendy Paid.
All the girls that we're talking to today are going to be helping you, that's for sure. Are any of your family members going to help you?
No, not really.
Okay, because I know some of you are getting some help from family members. Okay, your name?
Bendy Paid.
Okay, and so tell us, as you see this project, why are you doing this project?
We're trying to earn a bronze award, the highest award we can get for the juniors, and it goes up until we're an ambassador until we graduate. So,
what age are juniors?
Fourth grade through fifth grade.
Okay, and then you become, what's after juniors?
A cadet.
All right, so you just can kind of keep on moving up. Tell me, I'm just really drilling you, because the leader of this troop is?
Trina Page, my mom.
Yeah, so I expect you to know more about this. How many badges have you earned?
I have no idea. Probably a lot.
A lot, I'll bet so too. And if we have time, we can talk about some of those other badges, because that's a way to get some things done. Okay, your name is?
Allie Bishop.
Okay. Allie, what are you going to be doing on this project, do you think?
I'll probably help be pulling weeds, and I want to try to help building the bridge.
Okay, and are you getting some family members to help you?
No.
No? Okay, because I know some of you are and some of you not. But the main thing is that you're working together on this as a group, as a troop. Okay, next, your name?
Linnea Stewart.
Okay, now we've talked about a lot of work going on, and when you get it done, you want to show it off. So when is that going to happen?
That's going to happen on Monday, May 11th. We're doing a ribbon cutting, and you can come if you want for, I think it's 7 o'clock, and then we'll do the ribbon cutting. Then people will be free to walk on the bridge, and you can stay afterwards for cookies and lemonade. So it's going to be a good time.
Yes. Are you making the cookies?
Actually, Hy-Vee has donated the cookies for us.
Oh, very nice. That's nice to get their name in there, too, because they do a lot of things for the community. Okay, I'm going to kind of go around the room again and talk a little more about why was this project important to do?
Because it's part of our bronze award, which Bendy Paige said was important, and it's the highest age level for our group.
Okay. And were there some problems with the bridge? What were some of the problems with the bridge?
The paint was kind of coming off of it, and it was kind of falling, like the sides of it were tipping. And if you got on the edge, like people would sit on it, and it'd be wobbly.
Kind of dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing a safety thing for all the people who might be doing this bridge. Now, I understand that you use this bridge throughout the year, in addition to people just walking over it, that there's another purpose for this for you as scouts.
Well, we're doing this to make it like good, like so it's not like broken and stuff. And we asked the Lions Club to so we could do it for them.
I'm thinking that they were pretty happy with you.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So now, who's going to have some family members involved with this? Okay, let's go back here. Who do you think is going to be helping you?
My mom, Jessica Flint, and maybe my grandpa, Jim Wolf, a little bit.
Okay. Now, earlier, somebody said they thought they were going to be handing tools to somebody in their family. Was that you?
Yes. My mom and my grandpa might help build the bridge, so I wanted to hand tools to them with my tool belt.
Okay. And I'm guessing you're going to learn more about tools. Okay. What else? Who else is helping with the having family help?
I am, and my mom is helping, is doing it with us because she comes to all the meetings. She's practically the Girl Scout leader helper, kind of. But my dad can't because we're moving, and he has to move a week early to help with our office.
Okay, so if you're going to be moving, I'm thinking that Scouts is going to serve another purpose for you. When you move to a new location, are you going out of town or just here?
I'm actually moving to Cedar Rapids.
Okay. So when you get there, I'm guessing you might look up some Scouts there.
Yeah, we're actually, I think my mom's already looking for a Girl Scout troop that we can go to. Because when we went there the other day and we saw like two cookie booths.
So you know there's Scouts around. But isn't that a great way to meet people? And I'm thinking you do that here in your own group, that the people who are in Scouts with you kind of become good friends and can be really supportive. So what else are you thinking here, Wendy?
I'm thinking that my parents, my brother, my mom, and my dad might come help us out because my dad's a really good woodworker, and maybe my neighbor because he fixed our porch for us. And his name's Jason Robesbaum, so probably they might be coming out too.
This sounds like it's becoming a community project, that you as Scouts have started this, but you've involved a lot of other people in the community, and I think they're going to feel good about that too.
Yeah, we invited mostly the entire community to come out and help us on, like Linnea or Gracie said, we are on May 5th, we're going to May 11th, yeah. We're going to have a lemonade and cookie thing and the ribbon cutting, and they're going to come out and stay with us, and the Lions Club's going to cut the ribbon and everything else.
Okay, so when are you actually doing the work?
We're doing it this Friday, May 9th. We're going to try to get that all done so we don't do it. So we don't have to go back and everybody's doing it, so yeah.
Sounds like a pretty big project, and it's a good thing that you have other people helping you. I want to know just a little more about some badges. Can you tell me some badges that you have gotten? I see a lot of them on your vest.
We went to, for Girl Scouts, we went to the Disney on Ice one, and
what's this? I see one, a cookie rally. What's that one for? Must be related to selling cookies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let's see. There's another one. What about, let's see. I'm going to just try somebody else. I see one over here that says flag ceremony. Can you tell me about that badge?
It's where we do flags every morning to honor our flag and the Girl Scouts flag. So we go every morning, and each of us have a job for, like, flags and stuff.
Okay, very good. So, again, you're helping out the community. Let's see another one.
We get, like, patches for our cookie sales if, like, we get a certain boxes of cookies sold.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see another one on your right here. It says Dive In. What's that one about?
That's actually one that we got for the cookie thing.
Okay.
For selling cookies.
I think you guys must have sold a lot of cookies. Okay, we need to remind people here when your ribbon cutting is going to be.
Like I said earlier, it's going to be on the May 11th on Monday at 7 o'clock. We don't know when it's going to end, though, because we're just going to go through it, and we're having the Lions Club cut the ribbon, and
so everybody's invited.
Yeah, everybody is invited, and the Hy-Vee's donating cookies, 10 dozen cookies.
Wow. So a lot of people can come and have a cookie. But the most important thing is the work that you will have accomplished and the way that you will have helped the community. And I know the Lions especially appreciate that. But anybody who goes out to the park, to Sunnyside Park, will appreciate the work that you have done. And if we haven't been there lately, maybe we should go visit the park because it's a really nice addition to our community. We want to thank all of you for visiting today. And until next time, keep up the good work.